Hey, hey, everybody. So my guest today is Dennis Schmink. He is the founder of Ploy.io, which is software that makes it easy to manage your own servers and sites with any server provider. As always, we would like to hear more about the founding story and the strategies that accelerated their growth success. Dennis, are you ready to take us to the top?
Yeah, totally, Mike. I'm excited. Let's go for it.
All right, here we go. So the first question, can you tell us more about who you are and the SaaS you're working on? How would you describe it?
Yeah, so my name is Dennis Schmink. I'm the founder of Ploy.io. Ploy.io is a server management tool like you described in your intro. It's especially focused on the developers' audience to make server management and site management more easy.
Right. So what's the business model of Ploy and how is it helping your customers?
Yeah, the business model of Ploy is a subscription-based application that makes server management easy. You can use any server provider you want to make managing your servers easy. Besides that, you can also whip up easy status pages to show to your customers, to show what the status is of your servers and sites. And it's helping the customers in that way that they can easily set up a site within minutes.
Let's talk about the founding story of Ploy. How did you start the business? Take us back from idea to launch.
Yeah, so this is quite interesting, actually. I have started Ploy in 2017 when I started developing the program. And I think I've beta launched in March 2018. I started with a few friends using the application, asked around for friends to try it out and give me feedback to improve the application. Something I really underestimated was the testing of the application. Like server management is a really responsible task. So that's something I really underestimated because some things went wrong at the launch, which I had to fix. And I really struggled with that at the start. But after a few months and enough feedback from my friends and users, I was able to properly stabilize this and take it from there.
And are you bootstrapped or have you taken any VC or funding, if you're allowed to share, of course?
No, I don't actually have any funding. All the funding I have done is for myself. I have not accepted any investors. I get a lot of applications for that, but I'm not accepting those. It's a business of my own. I want to keep it personal and I want to go down that road of managing my own business, actually. So I won't be interested in any fundings at this moment.
Yeah, so totally bootstrapped at this point.
Yes, exactly.
Now, take us back to the first few days of Ploy. How did you get your first few users to your product?
Well, actually, Ploy has started from the idea of a competitor. And my competitor was not benefiting the potential it had. So that's basically why Ploy exists. And my friends, colleagues were also using that tool. So basically, when I asked them to try out my tool, it went kind of like viral mouth-to-mouth commercial-wise. They started telling their colleagues, they started telling their work, hey, did you know about Ploy, easy server management? And then it went from there, actually.
And when did you find out that the product was valid and you were really onto something? Was it because of the colleagues that were already talking about it? Or was it something of certain usage data you saw after launching the product? What was the moment you felt it was really validated?
Well, I think it was valid. It kind of took a while. I think it was halfway 2019 before it really started getting traction and getting verification for myself that Ploy was a valid tool for developers that was functional for their current workflow.
Okay, and what are you doing right now to get users on board?
Not that much, actually. I've tried Facebook, Google, and Twitter advertising, but my experience is not enough to get enough traction from that. So I've stopped doing that, but I have done a lot of work SEO-wise on my website to get high in the Google results. Like, for example, if there's a competitor, I would create an alternative to page and users would find me that way.
Okay, so it's pure organic at this point, no advertising or something like that?
Now, besides some Facebook and Twitter posts, which we are not promoting, but just manually posting, it's mostly organic, yeah.
And are you doing any guest posting on other websites or something like that?
No, not that much, actually. But this is also my first interview, actually. But we have had users creating blogs about Ploy, so I think that helps as well.
Yeah, word of mouth is definitely one of the best marketing tactics you can have.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sounds really great. So up to this point, what is your most valuable lesson or fail?
I think research on beforehand. In my case, I didn't do enough research. I just dove in. I really thought I had something valid, like you asked before. At that point, but that wasn't totally true. I had no idea which target audience to go for, where to look. I didn't do any research. I was just focusing on my own problem and trying to solve that problem. And then just thought, oh, this will go by itself. This will skyrocket by itself, but it never did.
Yeah, so the keyword here is research.
Yeah, research on beforehand. Before you even start with the application, research your target audience, the people you want to work with, the exact problem you want to solve, and how that can help you, like that, actually.
Yeah, I totally agree on that one. How big is the team that is working on Ploy at this point, and what are their roles?
Currently, I am alone. I have worked with a freelancer in Belgium, and he will probably get back to it anytime soon. But for now, I'm on my own.
So you have to get your own coffee, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it. Great, Dennis. So thanks for sharing the story behind Ploy. Now let's wrap it up with a lightning round of 6 questions to inspire others. If you would start a SaaS today, what would be the first action to take?
Yeah, like I said before, research, research, research.
Yeah, so research your audience, research the solution, the right solution for this audience.
Yeah, 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 exactly where to look for my audience as well, yeah.
Okay, so what are some of your favorite tools on your computer that you can't live without in running daily operations at Ploy?
Well, because I'm a developer, I really need PHP Storm. It's the application I write my web applications in. Besides that, I use Discord a lot to communicate with the customers of Ploy. And SaaS-wise, Crisp for live chat is really important for the conversion.
You forgot about Upvoty for your user feedback.
Oh, totally. Yeah, you got me there. You're totally right. Yeah, Upvoty for our roadmap. It's really worthy, actually. We get a lot of users on our roadmap that submit features and help us that way so we can keep track of them. It's a great tool. I agree. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So what is your favorite app on your phone?
Well, actually, I don't do that much on my phone. Basically, I think the most opened app on my phone is calling and WhatsApp. And basically, that's it. I don't do much else on my phone besides maybe a little bit of Instagramming or Facebooking. But I don't do that much on my phone, actually. I do the most on my computer. Yeah.
What is your favorite book, which you can also recommend to people that are either starting or about to start a SaaS or a business in general?
Well, I kind of have to drop the ball here. I don't read actually that much. But what I do read is in ebooks, like you've published a while ago about managing a successful SaaS. But besides that, I don't really read books that much, no.
Are you then more a blog post kind of guy?
Yeah, I don't think I do that much, no. No, I like, what I really like is, but that's kind of specific for myself, is watching developer videos like how a developer solves this problem with this kind of programming language, or what tools they use, kind of that kind of stuff, actually.
Like on Twitch TV or something.
Yeah.
Cool. So what SaaS brand do you admire the most?
I think the most admirable SaaS I currently follow and use is Upvoty itself, because they don't just do road mapping and feature suggestions and keeping track of those. They also do a blog, which I follow, which I really closely follow. Actually, like I said before, I really like to read small, short stories like blogs or ebooks. And I think it's Upvoty at this moment. Yeah.
Absolutely great, Dennis. I love it. So thanks for your time today and sharing your story with us. To conclude this interview, where can we learn more about you and Ploy?
I think the best way is my Twitter and my homepage. You can follow me on dennissmink.com and on Twitter at @Dennis_Smink.
Thanks for listening to this awesome episode of the SaaS Pirate Show. We hope you enjoyed it. If you do, please do give us a review to help us get the podcast out to more people. If you are into SaaS, please come and join the awesome SaaS Pirates Facebook group to connect with like-minded people. Without further ado, I hope to see you again next time. Take care.